Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. Today's topic, the rise of the FOMO buyer. All right, guys, you may not know what FOMO means. Some of you probably do. So we're going to start with that and talk about the rise of the FOMO buyer in the building and real estate home market. What does FOMO mean? F-O-M-O. It's an abbreviation for fear of missing out. FOMO, fear of missing out. That's what it stands for. And we're seeing a definite rise in the FOMO buyer out in the market. So let's talk about that briefly, what that means, what that is a sign of, and why it's happening. I always love to dive into these things of why is this occurring, what's happening there. And the FOMO buyer definitely has been on the rise the last few weeks with this particular market that we're in right now. So let's talk about this. We're going to go back just briefly and cover the market. So obviously, I hate talking about the pandemic, but we got to frame this with the pandemic. So, you know, obviously when that started, the market crashed, almost everything stopped for a while. GDP was way down, all that kind of stuff. So for the first couple months, you know, the pandemic definitely cut into the real estate industry. But then, you know, people realized that homes were a great value. We were an essential business and we started taking orders. Obviously, there was some delay if people signed a contract, just the amount of time it took to start. So, you know, there was a little delay before we started seeing the spike in actual home starts. But, you know, for basically, you know, a year and a half, you know, after those first couple months of the pandemic, the housing market has just been booming. New construction has been booming. Existing home sales have been booming. We've seen the average sale price just rapidly climb on existing homes, on new homes. The days on the market has drastically dropped and continues to still drop. We are seeing the inventory levels of especially of existing homes still at a very, very low level. We're at about a 3-month inventory supply in my area, and a healthy market is 6 months. So we're still about half the healthy market of inventory for homes on the market. And then just recently, I saw some data that nationally, there are only about 35,000 brand new spec homes, move-in ready homes from builders out on the market. And that's an extremely low number. So there's not a lot of new inventory out there either. So that's the positive signs on the market. But here's the impending challenges that we're seeing. Obviously, we know that interest rates have went up and they're going to continue to go up. So gone are the 2.5 rates, and we're definitely into the upper threes, getting close to the fours again for interest rates. They did actually slightly peak over 4, and then they went slightly down recently, but they're still, you know, hovering around that 4% range, and they're projected to go into the 5% range in the next 6 months to year. So, you know, we're starting to see some additional pressure on the price. And again, we're seeing that average price continue to climb. Now we're seeing interest rates climb. So that obviously affects the bottom line of how much house you can afford, right? And then additionally, we've seen the fuel price just drastically increase. Now it was obviously increasing over the past year from that beautiful 187 that we saw in fall of 2020 to the low threes. Now we're getting all the way up to, you know, the 390s, and in some areas in the low fours has kind of went up to 4.25 and then kind of went back down a bit. But still, we're at around $4 gas. And we've also seen the cost of food go up and the cost of just about everything go up. Same is true in the home building industry. Lumber is almost back at its peak. We've seen the cost of other materials climbing. We've been getting bombarded with price increases, so the cost continues to rise on new homes. So that affordability level is getting pretty high. And so what that means is that, you know, there is a lot less new leads starting to come in. And I actually was on the phone with three different builders, all different parts of the country. We were in Washington State. We're talking to people in Louisiana, talking to people on the East Coast. So I've actually talked to several different markets, and they've all kind of said the same thing. Yeah, it's the new leads are slowing down, but when someone comes in and talks to us, they're deciding quickly. So even though our lead funnel of potential prospects is kind of thin, when someone comes in, they are moving quickly and buying something. And those are what I'd like to call the FOMO buyers, fear of missing out buyers. And it's kind of an interesting phenomenon. This happens in all sorts of different things, but there is really a thing of FOMO, fear of missing out. And it's happening for a couple reasons. One is there's sort of the mentality that, okay, we're starting to kind of get into a potential recession, and my house is worth as much as it's ever been, so I got to sell this thing right away and cash out and get his absolute top dollar for my home. So you are seeing some people, hey, I got to get out of this house and buy something new. The problem with the FOMO buyers is they tend to be impulsive, and so they're like, oh, I got to sell my house so I can get, take advantage of this great market. But then they don't realize like how difficult it'll be for them to buy a new home. And they don't always realize that, hey, that new home or that existing home on the market is also priced higher. So, they don't always realize that. They think, well, I'm going to cash out and sell my house and make a fortune. But you also are going to have to pay that new price on anything else you buy, whether it's new or existing. So they don't always think things through. So sometimes the FOMO buyers need a little bit of re-education on what's really happening out there and how things really are. But that's one of the things. So you have people looking at, hey, I'm going to sell right now at peak. And then you also have the FOMO from the interest rates where they're like, oh, shoot, I really wanted to buy something when it was 2.9. Now it's, 3.5 and it's going up. I better buy something and lock my rate now before it goes up even higher. And so that definitely is part of the FOMO transaction as well, as when interest rates go up, usually the first rate increase or two, it's supposed to slow things down. It actually makes our business busier. And that's just because of the FOMO effect where people are, they're like, oh crap, I missed the bottom. I got to get it before it even goes higher. So they're going to pay a little bit more than it was before, but they have the fear of missing out and having the rate even go higher. So you've got kind of a double FOMO effect in the fact that, one, I got to sell at this high price. Two, I've got to basically get this rate before it goes up even higher. And then I think there's a third FOMO effect, and that's, obviously pricing is continuing to escalate. And so I've got to get this before it even gets more expensive. And I've had some conversations with people that are looking to build right now, and it's like, hey, prices are going up and we're going to continue to see increases here. You can buy it now. It's going to be high. But if you buy it in 6 months from now, it's going to be even higher. So what are you waiting for? Like, don't wait. Like, if you know that you want to do this, the sooner you can do it, the better we can lock in your numbers. So there's definitely that kind of triple FOMO effect going on. Now, we're in kind of a weird period because I think, we're still seeing some activity. People are deciding quickly, but there are less people kind of, out in the market. So we have some positives. Again, as I alluded to, average sale price is up, days on the market is down, inventory is very low. Those are all positives. The other positive is that, an average wage has gone up significantly as well. However, the average wage has not went up as much as inflation in many cases. And it's not likely to. So, people are paying more at the pump, they're paying more for their food, they're paying more for just about everything. And they, that starts to affect households and what they can afford. And then, of course, you have the higher rates, which is a negative. And again, the pricing is getting high where it's going to start pricing people out of the market or what they want. So there is definitely some trepidation there because of that. So we could be sliding into a recession, and we may not, though. And the reason I say this and why I'm hedging on this is that we're in a very unique position because of the inventory being so low. And there's so few spec homes out there, and there's so few existing homes out there. So even if we do slide into a recession because of this inflation and the pricing and the higher interest rates and the higher gas prices, housing's still going to do okay for a while because we are still so bottomed out on our inventory. So for builders, like, I'm still busy and I still have a lot to build. I have customers that have been committed to for a while. It's taking longer to build these homes. I'm going to be busy for through the end of the year easily just with what I have already booked. And I also have model homes that I've been trying to build that I'm finally starting to get into production. So if you're a FOMO buyer, you can certainly look at building, but you're going to pay a decent amount of money. And of course, the longer you wait, the more you're going to pay. Or if you're a savvy FOMO buyer, what you may want to look at is buying a model home or a move-in ready home from a builder. Maybe something that's not done yet, something that's started. And there's some tremendous advantages to that versus building. First of all, if you're going to build, you can't lock the rate until the house is done. Okay, and we know rates are going up. So if you start building now, 9 months, a year later, when that new house is done, we have no clue what that rate's going to be. And that could be challenging for you. The other thing is when you buy that model home is as soon as it's done and you can close on it, you can lock the rate. So if this thing's halfway done, halfway through construction, you go in there and buy it, you have a much earlier time that you can lock that rate. So you're going to save some money that way. The other thing that's really interesting with the FOMO buyer and buying a model home is that typically, at least this is how we work, and I think a lot of other builders work this way as well, you know, they kind of charge a cost plus on a model home. So I'll look at this is how much all my stuff costs on it. This is how much I would like to, come out with to sustain my company. And this is what I'm going to charge for it. Well, with the pricing escalating as quickly as it has, these homes that were started 3 months ago, 6 months ago, maybe even 9 months ago, depending on timing, are priced a lot less than what they cost to repeat right now. So if you're a FOMO buyer and you want to take advantage, you want to sell your home at a top price, you want to buy something, the move-in ready house, spec homes, whatever you want to call them, is probably your best bet because you're going to probably save some money versus building custom. And if I took a home that I've already started, let's say 6 months ago, and I started it fresh today, it's going to be about $30,000 to $40,000 more than that one that I started a couple months ago, just based on all the costs and all the different material increases that we've seen hit the market over the past couple months. So that is definitely a opportunity for you if you can find one, if you can get one. There are some markets down south, your Floridas. I talked to one of my friends who he's actually a supplier down in Florida for a lot of builders. He's like, they're just going gangbusters. They haven't seen any slowdown. That market's a little bit more unique. You're getting a lot of people moving down there. That one's going to be a little bit more robust, and you may not even be able to find a model home or a move-in ready home coming down the pipeline. But if you go into other markets, builders are working on those. They are building those. And if you can have early conversations with them, you might be able to purchase and lock into one of these, lock your rate, get a favorable price on it, and do fairly well for yourself. So that is really where the FOMO buyer needs to focus their attention potentially if they want to take advantage of this market. But the downside to that is this. If you're a FOMO buyer, you're not going to be able to get every single thing you want. You're not going to be able to fully customize your home. You're not going to be able to get every single little thing the way you want it. You might have to settle for a couple things. And that's what happens when you wait till the end of a cycle on something, right? You might have to just kind of pick through. Like if you have a certain model year car and it's the end of the model year, you might get a good deal on it because they want to get rid of it, but you're probably not going to be able to get that custom ordered out one with every little thing in it that you wanted. You might have to just buy what's on the lot, but you might get a good price on it. So that's kind of the trade-off in the FOMO market. You may have to just buy a model home. Maybe it doesn't exactly have the countertop color you like on it, or maybe you want the bedroom to be a little bigger, or you want that extra sink in the guest room and it doesn't have it, or whatever the case may be, you may have to settle for a couple items. But again, You know, if for me personally, if I'm a buyer and I'm looking at a home and I can have exactly what I want, or I can have this one that's really darn close and there's a $40,000 difference, I'll tell you, I'll take the $40,000 discount, I believe is what I would do. Now granted, if you got a home and it's, you know, right by highway and there's a power line on it, and you can buy something else and have it built, you know, further into the subdivision where you don't have that, and it's a $40,000 difference, well, I might pay the extra on that. But that's a totally different circumstance. So FOMO buyers, I think what we're going to see is we're going to see decent activity for the rest of the year, but we're going to start seeing a shift from custom builds on new construction to people buying model homes, move-in ready homes, locking their rate, taking advantage while they can as pricing continues to escalate. And then we'll have to kind of see where things are at the end of the year in 2023. I think we are going to have a slight slowdown. However, I don't think it's going to sustain very long simply because there's a lack of inventory out there, and that is a really positive sign. It's going to take a while to refill that inventory to back to normal levels. So pricing should continue to hold for a while and continue to go up, but we are going to see maybe a little bit less volume, and we all will see some replenishing of the inventory level. So that's definitely something that we'll have to watch in the future. So there you have it. We're in the age of the FOMO market, the FOMO buyer, and if you are one, the sooner you can make a decision, the better, because everything is going up and you want to take advantage while you can so you don't miss out. Once again, thank you for tuning in to The Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.